4:30 on a Wednesday downtown, and it's time for this week's edition of Sports Lit 101 with Bruce Pratt joining us right here in studio. And time for a little more poetry, Bruce.
Yeah, you know, one of the debates that people have for silly reasons is so many academic debates are silly to begin with. Is what is a prose poem and what is a not a prose poem? And I personally don't care. I my friend David Leff was a great prose poetry writer, and there have been others, and I really like it. And I decided that I would read this piece from Sport Literate, which is called The Towel, as soon as I find it where I have marked it, and let people decide what they think, whether this is a prose poem or a piece of what they call flash fiction. This is by Jack Bedell, and it's called Towel. Not sure if it was for the promise of brutality or some act of empathy, but my son asked me the other night if there was a fight I could remember where I wish somebody had stopped it before it ended on its own, or before it had even begun. I know my old man would have said Louis Marciano, but Louis needed that one bad, and he made it through enough rounds to go out on his shield. I could have given him Cooney Norton, but that one wasn't worth the watch, with Norton way past his prime, having nothing to do but eat left hooks until he went unconscious. So I settled on Ali Holmes. My son definitely knew what Ali was, and he was old enough to remember seeing what Ali became. I figured he'd appreciate seeing exactly what happens when both hands and mind are too slow to deal with a younger, skilled, hungry champion made in your own image, in your old gym, exactly, actually. I told my son to pay attention to all the times Ali saw it coming but had nothing left to do anything about it. Then I asked him to let me know if he saw Ali throw a single punch that would have made his corner think it was a good idea to hang on to that towel as long as they did. Now, I think that's a great short prose poem. It's listed here as a piece of short fiction, and that was again from Sport Literate, the magazine we introduced folks to a couple of weeks back. And I did want to tell people that Ron Smith will be back with us November, I think it's November 6th, I don't remember exactly, but he'll be back.
The day after the election, we may need Ron Smith, depending on how things are going.
Well, that he did mention that. this next piece, also from Sport Literate. I thought about reading this last time and I didn't, but I think I will, because sometimes you have to read these poems. It's called CTE. Creepings, unfamiliar spirals of mad illness. Patient zero, stumbling into sore, afraid plague, not yet widespread, too erratic for the divine to define. Most holy of revelations, the off switch has been half thrown, stuck in the middle and muddle, and I am futzing, melting, and rotting into new territory. An undermining churn and riptide of blood-boiled electrons. An errant electrical charge of magnetic fields fluxing into density. Strain, tightening like a trebuchet, waiting for the slinging release of weight. The me who isn't a slide of me, darkness beyond tumor. I want to tell you all of this in a concussed blur, a wash in half clarity. I wish to use words never before slurred or spoken to convey the price. I want, I wish.
Wow.
Yeah, that one tore me up a bit when I first saw it. I said, you know, not sure about this, if I can handle this. And then this one is called Dreaming My Father. By Connie Johnson. My father rarely visits me in my dreams, preoccupied by paradise, devoid though it may be of pig's feet and transistor radio baseball or breadcrumbs to feed the backyard pigeons while dressed in a Sunday church suit. Gnarled trees, not tall enough to block the noonday sun, I feel disconnected, but old age has finally taught me how to pray. I'm no man's daughter now, and I miss my father, though you've been gone a long time. Blues by Buddy Guy still making me feel like a Southern connection. a gospel music making me picture Sunday, church suit deacons that look like you. Random celebrities show up in my dreams. I'm likelier to dream of a Dodger shortstop than I have my own flesh and blood daddy from Tallulah, Louisiana. Collard greens and yams alongside those pig's feet, you patting your left foot as you eat, soulful as Buddy Guy's guitar. There's a lot going on in paradise, leaving you no time to infiltrate my dreams or tell me stories about Tallulah. I wouldn't tell you, I could never tell you about what life was like way back then. Gentle southern man who earned more than paradise, you're busy, so busy, and I want to dream of you smiling, remembering home runs on a transistor radio, still soulful as Buddy Guy's guitar.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, that's a real pretty poem, I think. This is an interesting poem. This is a thing we're seeing more in poetry, and that is people writing maybe 4 or 5 lines and then giving each section of a poem a title. This is called Running Across Chase County, Kansas by, let me turn the page back to see who it is by, because I have missed that. Well, I see why, because it's not on the page. Let's go back and find that. Running Across Chase County, Kansas. First, starting line. Stretching beneath the sign with 2 bullet holes, I gauge the gray sky, pulsing veins of darkness. Swimmer. Wind rushes in to fill space where seawater once raced for shore. Specimen. All afternoon, incredulous farmers and trucks slow to ask if I need a ride, son. Flint Hills. At the ridgetop, semis swoop past, honking great blasts of pterodactyl breath. Race official. Wind whistles a break through windows of an abandoned house. Diner lunch. When I tell the waitress I'm running across the county, she says she's running too, out the door at 5 o'clock. Rain shower. I'm now walking with my head down, rivulets pacing like blood. Freedom. The old bull freed from the broken pen jogs a bit as I pass, vanishing into the ravine. Gas station window. Plastic bottle under the outdoor tap, I watch a water bug dash across the mirrored plains. Exhaustion. My breath becomes some panting beast running beside me, barking into the wind. Town. Suddenly land falls away to reveal miles ahead a ribbon of homes with a sun shaft breaking through. County line. I lean against the sign for 15 minutes. Storm clouds inside me veer away into the hills. Thomas Reynolds.
Very nice.
You're running across that county. And then this morning, I was prompted to write a poem by remembering, you know, it's hard to forget Bartolo Colon taking an hour and a half to run the bases. And but I remembered a very different running of the bases from my youth. This is called Heater. A switch hitter, warning track power, teams played me straight away. Better than decent speed, I tried to line balls into the gaps or pull them down the line. My best games at fields without fences, where in summer's dryness, balls scooted between outfielders. Singles became doubles, doubles became triples that outran long relays. I was late on the 3-1 heater, but got all of it. Raced toward first as if trying to beat out a bunt. Watched as the ball disappeared over the fence a few inches inside the right field foul pole. I didn't linger to savor the moment. My heart pumped, but not my fist. Kept my head down. No glance to heaven. No Bartolo Colon circuit of the bases. I rounded third, streaked for home, as if it were a 100-meter dash. Hustled to the dugout where the coach asked, "Where was your home run, Trot?" "Don't have one," I said. "It never happened before."
And you just wrote that this morning?
Yeah.
Wow.
I am, you know, I'll probably tinker with it some on down the line, but I remembered it was there were foul poles. It didn't have to clear the fence. There was no fence. It was just gone, you know. I was hitting right-handed, and it really was just inside the right field foul pole. And he did say that to me. He says, I remember going, Pratt, where's your home run trot? I go, Coach, don't have one. Because it never happened before.
Good stuff there. Bruce with us here, Sportslit 101 on a Wednesday afternoon. What's coming up next week?
I am not sure yet. I'm hoping that we're going to talk to James Card about the Dawn Patrol diaries, but I haven't heard back from him. If not, I will have something else.
I have no doubt about that. And should we? Can we tease who we've got coming up down the road and perhaps the next few weeks?
Well, we got Ron Smith coming up. Tim Wendell would like to come back on. It's not a sports book, that Rebel Falls, but we might want to talk to him during a...
I was thinking about a Pulitzer Prize winner as well.
I was going to say, we don't have a date set yet, but Elizabeth Strout, Pulitzer Prize winner, main author, has a new book out called Tell Me Everything that is just flat out fabulous.
Yeah, I have not read it yet, but I've heard nothing but fantastic things about it.
She takes the characters from the Olive Kittredge world, from the Burgess Boys, from the Lucy Barton books, and they all, in a way, just so perfectly melded. They're all up in Crosby, Maine now.
Oh, wow.
And she said in an interview, she didn't say this to me, that she thinks that's probably the end of that, that she's starting another new whole thing. But if I know her, I just got to feel there'll be some way things circle back. But I think it's her most, for me, the most emotional book since Abide With Me, which is my all-time favorite Elizabeth Strout book.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to that as well. Thank you, Bruce.
My pleasure as always.
We're 17 away from the top of the hour. We'll take a little break. Bruce not going too far when we come back. His conversation with University of Maine men's hockey coach Ben Barr next on Downtown.
Hi, this is Ron Dante. You're listening to Downtown.